This message is brought to you by The Covenant Nation.
How is Wolfbeck Abuja going so far? Hallelujah. All right, we have our second speaker in the house this evening. This one, if you plan to sleep, you've come to the wrong place. Yeah, because it carries a fire anointing. His name is Prophet Gideon Danso, all the way from Accra, Ghana. Praise God. You know, I sat under his ministration for the first time at the Lekki Believers Convention that took place some months ago, and that was life-changing. You know, I don't think I've actually recovered from that ministration. And he describes himself as a warrior. Praise God. So you can't be cool when he's ministering. Amen. He's the general overseer of the Empowerment Worship Center, and that's a ministry that is based in Accra, Ghana, doing mighty work in the nation of Ghana, particularly with young people, and expanding the frontiers of the kingdom of God. We're so privileged and so blessed to have him here with us. So, Wolfbeck Abuja, join me as you make welcome Prophet Gideon Danso. Hallelujah.
Can you sustain the clap and give God a praise in the house? Come on, clap those hands, give God a better praise. Come. It's good to be here, and I thank God for Pastor Poju and all the great things God is doing with him, man. Allowing me to join not only Wolfbeck in Lagos, but flying me over to this beautiful place we call Abuja, where there's no traffic. Where life is so cool. It's like you are in Europe somewhere, you know. Abuja is just cool. I don't know what is going on, but Abuja is just very, you know, very chill and nice, and you know, it's like you are just driving around, thank God for Abuja, and thank God for your senior pastor. Good to see you, sir. Thank you for having me, and I don't take this opportunity for granted. We had Pastor Poju in our church in Ghana. Anybody knows Ghana? Huh? You know Ghana? Okay, so we have Pastor Poju in Ghana in our church. It was just an awesome ministration and powerful time with the Lord, and we can't wait to have him again this year at our Heaven on a Conference. He was just so amazing. I don't know how somebody can preach and he can preach like this. And I'm like, what happened to me? I don't know how to do that. And the guy is preaching. And yet everything is working. The power of God, the move of God, the word of God. Can we celebrate your pastor? Come on, can we thank him for Pastor Poju in the building? We love him so much in Ghana. And I like to celebrate the man of God that we just met and connected for that powerful ministry. I felt, you can feel the presence of God in it. You can sense it, you can feel it. And the good thing about godly connection is that though we just met, but it's like we've known each other for a bit. That's how the spirit is. There's nothing like time and how long. Just a flow, and this flow. And I thank God for you, and God bless you. Can we give God praise right now? We need to do all that. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I love to pray. Open your mouth. Begin to speak in other tongues. Ziki para makutaya. Rakobo sime kapana kataya maka. Lift up your voice. Ziki pa makataya. Rakaba suki pa. Open your mouth and speak in other tongues. Zipara makuziki pa. Rakobo sana makupaya. Lika pam pani mini kasi alaka pa. Latuni mika pan mosi para. Lika pam para masuki pa. Oh, lift up a voice in prayer. Lika pa. Rakapo zika pa. Lika pam pani mini anamusa. In the name of Jesus, Zika Fasaya. Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
Say, tonight.
Tonight.
We decree. By divine authority. Let this atmosphere be conducive for supernatural activities. See, as I lift up my hands. Say, right now.
Right now
I silence
the
voice
of the enemy.
And the voice
of the accuser.
In a blood. Say, Father,
speak
in a language
we understand.
In Jesus' name,
come on, clap
and give God praise.
Shout,
scream, do something
right now.
Come on, do
something right now.
Come on,
do something.
Listen,
don't let
the
atmosphere of
Abuja
hold you from.
You are too
cool.
Listen,
we are
in Nigeria,
okay?
We are in Nigeria, okay?
You are
being
to Abuja.
You are too.
I need
to clap on
and shout and
scream and give
God
a praise in the
house.
Please be seated.
Please be
seated.
So,
for the
next
40 or
so minutes,
please
don't give me
Abuja, give me
Nigeria,
okay?
I know
you are all
CEOs and
ministers and
politician,
whatever you call
yourself, but please
don't give me
Abuja, give me
Nigeria.
I need a
response. Hallelujah.
1
Kings chapter
18, 41,
46.
Then
Elijah said
to Ahab,
go up,
eat
and drink, for
there is
a sound
of
abundance
of rain.
So
Ahab went
up to
eat
and
drink,
and
Elijah
went up to
the top
of Carmel.
And
then
he bowed
down
on the
ground and
put his face
between
his knees
and said
to his servant,
go
up now
and
look towards
the sea.
So
he went
and
looked
and
went up
and
looked
and
said,
there is
nothing.
And
the seven
and the
seventh
time
he said,
go
again.
Then
it came to
pass
on the
seventh
time that
he said,
there is
a cloud
as
small
as a
man's hand
rising
out of
the sea.
So
he said,
go
up
and say
to Ahab,
prepare
your chariots,
go
down
before
the
rain
stop
you.
Now
it happened
in the
meantime
that
the
sky
became
black
with
clouds
and winds,
and there
was
a heavy
rain.
So
Ahab
rode
away
and went
to Jezreel.
Verse 46,
then
the hand
of the Lord
came
upon
Elijah,
and
he
gathered
up his
loins
and ran
ahead
of Ahab
to
the
entrance
of
Jezreel.
We
are
soaring
on
the
wings
of faith.
And
I told
our church
in
Lagos
yesterday
at
Warburg
that
in
order
for
you
to
start
the year,
you
don't
start
the year
by
moving,
you
start by
waiting.
Because
when
you
move,
you
end up
waiting.
But
when you
wait,
you
keep
on moving.
It's
either
you
start
your
year by
waiting,
because
many are
moving,
but
they will
end up
waiting.
The
Bible says
Jesus
sent
the multitude
away,
got
the disciples
to a boat,
and
the
disciples
were
in the boat
and
they were
moving.
But
Jesus
went
to pray. And when he went to pray, the disciples encountered a storm. And when they encountered the storm, though they went before him for a first hour, second hour, third hour, at the fourth watch, though they went before him, he still met them where they were. They went before Jesus 3 hours. They went and left him, but Jesus caught up with them where they were. Why? Because when you stay in prayer, nothing gets missing. It looks like they've gone ahead of you. It looks like they are moving ahead of you. It looks like they are traveling ahead of you. But when you stay in prayer, when you wait on God, you find people where they are. And it's not just finding where they are. You find them in crisis and you come with the solutions. When Jesus showed up whilst they were caught in the storm, he was walking on the storm. He was walking on the water. And the Bible says they call him a ghost. And he said, what? Because when people can't do what you do, they will tag you with a name. When people don't have what you have, they will call you name. Be ready for people to call you names. Be ready for them to tag you with all kinds of names because they can't handle what you handle. Jesus found them where they are. Why is Wolfbeck important? Wolfbeck is important because we don't start by moving. We start by waiting. I didn't feel clap right now. I didn't feel clap. We start by waiting. Why are we here? For 8 days, for 10 days, for 5 days, for how many days? While people are moving, going to offices, making phone calls, making contact, doing all kinds of shakara and movement and cha 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 and fast fast. Let them go. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. We don't start by moving. We start by waiting. Because when you wait, you mount up with wings. On the back of that is where I'm continuing my message. That if we're going to soar or fly, then when we're in school, when we say someone had flying colors, it means that they are doing well, they're excelling, they are breaking through. They are changing things. They are shifting things. They are flying. Will you begin to now tap somebody and say, I prophesy to you this tonight. Say, I prophesy to you tonight. Don't worry about my Ghana accent. I speak fast. Follow me. Say, I prophesy to you tonight. That you're about to soar. You're about to fly. You are flying 2025. You are going to fly. You are going to fly. How many of you are ready to fly? Anybody ready to fly? I dare you clap on and shout and say, fly. Watch this. But in order for us to fly, there are three things that is going to be needed critically. In order for you to fly. Now, the third thing I like to talk about. Number one, if we're going to fly or soar on the wings of faith, we need one, the sound, we need sight, and we need steps. Three things that will get you flying, soaring, excelling, doing well, breaking forth. Changing the course, shifting destiny, changing atmosphere, starting a new thing, being who God ordained for you to be. We need a sound. We need the sound. We need the sights. And we need the steps. To fly means to go higher, to shine, to excel, even to fulfill God's plan for your life. A sound and sights. And steps are what is required for you to fly. The sound determines what you see. What you see affects your steps. Why sound? Your sound determines your sight. Your sight determines your steps. It is your sound. It is what you have heard. It is what God has spoken to you that determines your vision. And it's your vision that will determine your steps. Without a sound, there is no vision. Without vision, there is no steps. We establish that. We establish that. Do you know that in life, if you cannot see, you will struggle to take steps? Have you been in a room where the lights are out? In Nigeria, our lights goes off. Do you get lights out sometimes? When the lights are out, when you can't see anything, when the room is dark, what happens is that even your own cloth, your own shirts hanging in your room can scare you. Your own shirts can, things that are so light can scare. Anytime you stay in the dark, you stay afraid. That is why the devil wants us never to have sight, because in the midst of the darkness, he provokes fear. Are you with me at all? Whenever there's a darkness, you lose interest of going out. You lose interest of stepping out. You don't feel like doing anything. You begin to sleep. That is why when people want to sleep, they put up the lights. They create a dark atmosphere and then they go to bed. Anytime there's no sight, there's no vision, we lose interest, we back out, we sleep, we give up, we surrender. Now imagine you can be in a room and though the place is dark, when you hear a friend knock and there's a knock, but though you haven't seen the person, once you hear, who is that? It's me, Gideon. Because you know my sound. Watch me. You didn't see me. If you like, can you bring the puppet down? Let me pray from here. You didn't see me, but because you heard my sound. Are you preaching with me right now? You didn't see who was at the back of the door. It's still dark. You can't see anything. But as soon as I say it's Gideon, the sound of Gideon create a vision. And that vision begins to let you know who is at the back of the door. It is your sound that determines your vision. I am here to announce to you, your sound determines your sight, and your sight determines your vision. What you have heard determines the vision that comes to you, and the vision that comes to you determines the steps you take. In 2025, we have gathered at Webweb to hear the sound in order to get a vision, in order for us to take steps and take authority and change our world. Anybody clap with your hands right now? Anybody clap with your hands right now? Anybody clap with your hands right now? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. My God. Why? Because where there's no vision, there's no movement, and everything becomes impossible. Your sight, however, is affected by your sound. Watch this. What is a sound? A sound is a form of energy. A sound is a form of energy. Your sound gives you energy. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but you got a phone call. It was just a phone call you got, and suddenly you lost appetite, and suddenly you began to cry, and suddenly you got discouraged, and suddenly you changed your cloth from white to black. You began to cry. Why? Because there was a sound. Your sound determines determines your energy. They came to Jesus. They came for miracles. Jesus said, no, today, the menu for today is my meat, my body, and my blood. And then what did they do? They left. He spoke a sound. And that sound took life from them. It took energy from them. It took power from them. They lost the fire, the appetite, the flow to follow Christ. And the Bible said, Jesus asked the disciple, will you also go? He said, we will not go, but you have the words. You still got the sound, the words of life, the words of power. It is your sound that determines your flow. I wish you can ask somebody, what have you heard? Please ask somebody, what have you heard? Tell somebody, what is your sound? Come on, tap somebody and say, what is your sound? So what have you heard? 2025, what is God telling you? What is God speaking? You know why we are excited? Because we hear the sound that 2025, we are going to soar on the wings of greater works. And 2025, by the sound of this house, by the sound of the prophetic, by the sound of the word of the Lord, begin to pick energy and pick fire and pick strength and pick your flow, because I know what I've heard. Your sound determines your energy. Tell somebody, you are too some way for my liking this evening. Tell somebody, I don't know who you spoke to before you came to church, but tonight I have heard what you haven't heard. If only you can hear what I'm hearing. If only you can hear what I'm hearing. I came all the way from Ghana to speak to you that I hear the sound of the abundance of testimonies, of breakthroughs, and of miracle. Anybody clapping your hands right now? Say yes. Ooh, ooh. Please, I do a bit of prophetic stuff. Please give someone a Facebook and say, I hear. Listen, I hear. Say, there's a sound. Say, there's a sound. Say, can you hear what I'm hearing? 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 I hear the sound. I hear the sound of greater works. I hear the sound of destinies. I hear the sound of power. I hear the sound of the miracles. I hear the sound. Please sit down. No matter how dark the environment is, I've heard something. Don't you look at me with an Abuja look. Tell somebody, the economy might be somewhere, but I've heard something. 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 What are you hearing? What are you hearing? I hear the sound. Watch. Let's drop this. Do you know that God never makes changes without a sound? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and there was confusion everywhere. And God said, let me change this atmosphere. How am I going to change this atmosphere? Let me release a sound. Let there be light. Look at me. You can change an atmosphere with a sound. Can we create a sound right now? Come on, scream and shout and say yes. Watch this. Please sit down. Watch this. God started creation with a sound. You know what happens? You know why the devil doesn't want to give a sound? Because the battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments soaked in blood. Do you know why it's a noise? What is a sound to us is a noise to them. Are you with me at all? That's why sometimes we come to church and all you got to do is shout. Watch this. Watch this. Because when we pray in tongues, Kabarukipaya, Ratotopo, Apapanimikapaya, Rika Papalia, Alentonobokopaya. What do you think it sounds like to the devil and to the enemies and to the unbelievers and to the occult? It's a lot of noise. But we are making a sound to God. Come on, open your mouth and make some sound. Rakapaya, Apanimikapaya, Ripa Popo, Latonamakapa. Let me hear your sound. 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 Rikapa. Alan Tony Mikapaya. Payasu.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. 2 minutes sit down. Watch this. Do you know that sounds create vibrations? Oh, I can't feel. You are too Abuja for my life. I said, sounds create vibration. Amakapaya. Please hold the hand of a friend. Hold the hand of a friend and make some vibration. Make some vibration. Open your mouth. 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 When my heart is overwhelmed from the hands of the air, shall I cry? Open your mouth and cry. Create a sound. Make a sound. Make a sound.
Who? 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 In the name of Jesus, watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. That's what the devil wants you to keep quiet. That's what David said. When my heart is overwhelmed, when I'm depressed, when I feel anxious, when I'm worried, when I feel like it's not working, when the bills are before me, when my sight is overpowering my sound, when my sight of my account, when the sight of the medical report, when the sight of the economy, when the sight of my family and my children is hijacking me, from the ends of the earth shall I cry, shall I open my mouth and make a sound. Because your sound controls your sight. Your sound will change atmosphere. You got too much power to let the devil hold your sound. Mana kutama kapaya. Don't you look at me. Kidi abatu akapaya. Allah kudama tunia papaya. Papiri alokoponi matu wataya. Watch this. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, we see God move with a sound. And Adam and Eve said, when we heard your voice, when we heard the sound, we were afraid. God moves with a sound. They heard the sound of God. God is a God of sounds. Whenever he moves, he creates a sound. Whenever he moves, there is always what? A sound. Malakutaya. Mama Masua. In the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Please give me Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. If you can put a script on the screen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Let's go. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of what? A rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Well, let's go. Next verse says, then appeared unto them divided tongue as of fire and sat upon each of them. Watch this. Let's go. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, we see that they were all in one accord. And the Bible says what? There appeared a what? There was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. The first thing God did to these people was that he introduced them to what? To a sound. There was what? A sound of a mighty rushing wind. And when the sound came, there appeared. they heard the sound before they saw the fire. What you hear determines what you see. The sound appeared, then the fire showed up.
Then the third thing was that Peter received boldness to make steps, to speak with audacity and with power. Watch this. Until you hear the sound, your sight will not change and your steps will not change. Many are worried about their steps when they may first look at their sound. Many are making movement, chakala, movement, 1-2, 1-2, corner, corner. They are making all kinds of New Year's resolution. They are watching, they are sending emails, applying stuff, moving everywhere. They are concerned about their steps. They haven't checked their sound and their sight. That is why at what better we gather to hear, and what we hear affect what we see, and what we see determines where we go. Because before we get there, we have heard, and before we hear, we have seen, and by the time we get there, we are coming there in the movement of the spirits.
Tell somebody, no steps without sights, and no sights without sounds. I can feel, say no steps. Lord, say no steps without sights, and no sights without sounds. We just don't show up. We just don't apply for a job, a contract. We hear, and what we hear creates visions. It creates visions of possibilities, visions of the miraculous, visions of power, visions of open doors, visions of your family, visions of your ministry, visions of your business, your deal, your transaction. We don't just get up. Before we get there, we have seen it. And we see through our sounds. We are product of sounds. We are product of what God said. What God spoke. Lakuta papaya. Can you create some sound? Lika papaya. Molomo no motuma kapaya. Watch this. Ezekiel gets to the valley of dry bones. And what did he do? He prophesied. He created what? A sound. Tell somebody, whenever you are faced, so whenever you are faced with dry bones, you know what to do? Create a sound. Come on, say, create a sound. Say, 2025, I'm creating my sounds. I'm creating my sounds. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. As we believe, therefore we also believe, and therefore we speak. We don't speak what we don't believe. We speak what we believe. We create sounds over every situation. Makataya, he prophesied. He spoke the prophetic word. And watch it. And the Bible says, as he prophesied, watch this. Anytime you release a sound, the devil will react. As soon as Ezekiel prophesied, the Bible said there was a noise, a reaction. Anytime you hear people talk, they've heard your sound. Anytime you hear people scared, call you names, react, attack you, fight you, come against you, send emails about you, they do all kinds of things that you don't even understand. Just know that your sound is hitting things, that your sound is changing things, that we change atmosphere with a sound. Watch this. Ezekiel created a sound. He spoke, he prophesied, and the Bible says there was a noise. But the noise are meant to deter you. They are meant to stop you. They are meant to disturb you because noise usually are unpleasant. And the enemy will create some unpleasant stuff this year to stop you. But don't you stop still creating your sound. He continued to prophesy. He kept on prophesying. He kept and kept and kept and kept. And as he kept on prophesying, the Bible said there was a rattling. And suddenly, bones began to join bones. If you don't stop creating the sound, your sight will change very soon. Ooh, it looks like dry bones, but the more he stayed on the sound, the more he kept on prophesying, the more he spoke the mind of God, the more he spoke over the dry bones, the more he kept on speaking the mind of God and prophesying and decreeing and declaring and praying and speaking and speaking. There was a noise, but Ezekiel said, the noise can't stop me, the noise can't block me. And 2025, any noise that will try to stop your voice as you pray and continue and praise, your sound will create a rattling. And watch this. It was not so long that bones began to join bones. Do you mind looking at somebody face to face and tell the person, bones are about to join bones? You got to say, very soon, your sight will change because your sound has appeared in the atmosphere. What began like a valley full of dry bones changed into an army because there was a sound. And tonight, as you create a sound, let the army rise. Let the army rise. Let the army rise. Atmospheres with our sounds. Come on, Abuja, walk back. Don't you stop 2025 creating sounds. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy over every dry bones right now. Lift up your voice right now. Open your mouth now. Kabanukupaya, Rakobo Sabadia, Alikapanamakutamakapaya. I can't feel your voice. I can't feel your voice. I can't feel your voice. Give me a sound. Give me a sound over your economy, over your bank accounts, over your health, over your family, over this church, over World Bank, over Covenant Family, over this nation. Open your mouth. Speak the sound. Create your sound. Create your sound. Create your sound. Create your sound.
Sit down 2 minutes. Sit down 2 minutes. Let me finish this. Tell somebody, if you don't stop, please say it loud. Say, if you don't stop. I'm a prophet. I like to make prophetic proclamations. Say, if you don't stop, very soon, the dry bones is turning into an army. Say, if you don't stop praying, prophesying, speaking, creating your sound, what was dry bones will turn into an army. Watch this. Watch this. I believe that the head bone was somewhere and the neck bone was somewhere. The spine was somewhere. The arm was somewhere. The leg was somewhere. But the sound brought them together. Let me tell something. So for some of you all, your breakthrough is somewhere. Your testimony is another way. Your husband is somewhere. Your wife is somewhere. But as we create the sound, they are coming together from the left, from the right. Will you rise up and shout and say, yes, the sound. Watch this. Watch this. I don't know where the enemy has scattered your family, your children, your businesses, your household. 2025, whatever the devil scattered, by your sound, they are coming together. I dare you lift up your hand and shout and give me a sound right now. Give me a sound. 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 Will you tell somebody after tonight? Say after tonight. Laura, say after tonight. Please hold a friend and say, after tonight, they are coming together.
Say, you came here scattered. You came here scattered, but you're living here gathered. You came here single, but after tonight, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your business partners, your breakthrough, your testimony, your elevation, they are coming from the left and from the right as you create your sound. Can I see your hands and hear a shout? Can I hear a shout? Can I hear a shout?
Elijah, from the scripture we read, we see that God is about to do something new. There's been a long time of drought, a season of drought. Elijah appears, and he doesn't come with the rain. It's drought. And if it's drought, what is needed should be rain. But he didn't come with the rain. Many of you don't know how God works. God never start a thing without his word. And God's word are released in sounds. In the beginning was the word. We don't start with cash, we start with the word. We don't start with connection, we start with the sound. We don't start with who we know, we start with the sound. Tell somebody, what is your sound? Elijah appeared. And like in the beginning, it says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I pray you can hear what I hear tonight. I pray you are not starting 2025 without a sound. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I thank God for what God is about to do. I hear the sound of the abundance of breakthroughs. I hear the sound of revival. I hear the sound of the move of God. I hear the sound of promotions, elevations, new properties, new platforms, growth, revival, and test the power of God, the flow of the Spirit. I hear the sound of revival. I hear the sound of the mighty anointing. I hear the sound of the move of God. I hear the sound of a stirring. I hear the sound of businesses rising. I hear the sound of companies rising. I hear the sound of the generation rise. I hear the sound of revival in Abuja. I hear the sound. Let me finish with this. Ahab didn't hear what Elijah heard. But Elijah still told him. Ahab didn't hear. But Elijah still told him that there's a sound of abundance of rain. Two men heard the same word. Their responses were different. Elijah went to Mount Carmel to pray. Ahab went to eat. What are you going to do with your sound tonight? What is your response to the sound tonight? Ukabarasaya. I believe people on the streets of Abuja, they've heard something. They've heard connection. They are moving. Because they think they've heard from, you see, people hear, they hear from social media, they hear from political circles, they hear all kinds of stuff. That's why they are moving. We have heard, but like Elijah, we are not just running. Before we get out, we are going to tarry. Elijah heard and stayed in prayer.
Ahab heard and ran to it. And tonight are the people who are, I am looking for the Elijahs of Abuja. I'm looking for those who are determined to turn this nation upside down. I'm looking for those who are rainmakers, who are rain callers. I'm looking for those who say what I heard must become what I see.
It is washes. It is one thing to hear, but another thing to see. Because what you hear must create your sight. So Elijah went to the mountaintop and prayed. And Pastor, when he prayed and prayed and prayed, for six times there was no sign. For six times, what he heard was not what he was seeing. Many of you have heard, but you are yet to see. But tonight, you are graduating from just what you heard into what you see. Whatever we heard, we will see. Whatever God told us, we will see. Whatever God said concerning our children, our family, our nation, our career, we will see.
Walking contradictions. What you heard and what you have seen are two different things. Elijah said, what I heard, I must see. 2025, what God told us, we will. How many of you are ready to see what you heard? Let me hear you shout and say yes. Let us say yes. Let us say yes. Scream and say yes. Clap and say yes. Pray and say yes. Say yes.
I'm not only hearing. Who cares if you heard and nothing manifests? The earnest expectation of the creator. Wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. Give me a bar. Give me a bar. Give me a bar. Close the bar. Everybody walking in life, I do this and I'm done. You are like this. Your destinies are locked in a bar, zipped and closed. Nobody knows what is in this bar except the owner of the bar, the maker, God. Only God knows what is it that is in stock in your destiny. It is therefore get exposed by revelation, by prophecy, when it says, this is what God is going to do in your life. And say, in this life, there is this belt. Whoa. Who knew there was a belt in this bag? Nobody did. But as soon as the prophetic unzip your bag, it reveals everything that is now in your life. Now the sound about you has created some depth. Because you know why? Anytime the devil hears what you are called to do, he creates warfare. That's what Paul said, according to the prophecies which went on before on thee, that thou mightest them war a good fight. The reason why many of you hear but don't see is that you don't apply the bridge between what we heard and what we see is prayer. Prayer becomes a vehicle that carries from eternity what God told us into what we see. You can hear all you want, but we've got to transport what we heard into what we see. Elijah prayed, and the Bible says, at the seventh time, a man's finger appeared. Do you know that what Elijah saw is what eventually came upon him? When he prayed and a man's figure appeared, the Bible says, and the hand of God came upon him, and he ran and outran Ahab. Elijah prayed a hand, and the hand came upon him. What you pray is what will carry you. What you pray is what you move in. What you pray is what you carry. He prayed the hand of God, and the hand of God came upon him. And Elijah ran from the back and overtook Ahab, who began and started the journey before him. Many have already started 2025. They are out there. But after this tarrying, after this meeting, after this prayer, the hand of God is coming upon you. And from the back to the front, you are going to carry and overtake anyone who has gone ahead of you. I see grace come upon you.
I see grace come upon you. I see power come upon you. I see grace come upon you. Lift up your hand. Rise your feet. Open. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lakuba sakapaya. Rakobo saya. Have you heard something? Have you heard something? Have you heard something? Lift up your hands right now. Open your mouth. Rakobo saya. Lakapani matuna makapaya. Come on, lift up your hands. Open your mouth. I can feel your voice. Open your mouth. Rabo Sagaya. Rabo Sabaya. Ika Babo Sanama. Rama Kupana Masua. Papiria. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I have just 2 minutes. Say, Father.
Father.
Lord, I say, Father.
Father.
Say, tonight.
Tonight.
What I had.
What I had.
Shall become.
What I see.
What I see. How many of you are ready to turn what you heard into what you see? How many of you are ready to turn? How do you do that? Prayer. Prayer is a vehicle that transports what you heard into what you see. Your two hands lift and say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say every sound.
Every sound.
Every
prophetic
word.
Word.
Spoken.
Spoken.
Over.
Over.
My life.
My life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
By the force.
By the force.
Of prayer.
Of prayer.
As I lift up my voice. I demand.
I demand
the manifestation. Right now.
Right.
Say, Father.
Father.
As I clap my hands. And stamp my feet. I enforce the prophetic word. Open your mouth. Lift up your voice. Come on. Lift up your voice. Rock up. Pasua Malakutana Makapan. I can't feel your voice. 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 Father,
Father,
let me just lead into prayer. Let me just lead into prayer and I'll release you. Lift up and say, Father,
Father,
there's somebody, God, there's somebody in this church that God's going to give a big real estate business, huge, big real estate business. I see doors opening for people right now. I see massive doors. I see big, big doors. Say, Father,
Father,
say in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
what I
had,
I will see it.
I will see it.
Oh, say, Father,
Father,
what you spoke to me,
spoke to me,
it will manifest.
It will manifest.
Say, Father,
Father,
every prophetic word,
every
revelation,
every word
spoken,
every sound
released
right now,
as I stand my feet and then clap my hands,
I enforce the
word. Open your mouth
and
enforce the prophetic word.
Enforce
it now. Enforce it now. Enforce it now. Enforce it now. Are you praying? Are you praying?
Come on, son.
Are you praying? 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 I hear the sound. I hear the sound. Enforce it now. 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 And dance and decree a thing. Open your mouth. Enforce the sound.